With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Campaigning today in Wisconsin, Donald Trump blasted the Biden administration.
We're run by stupid people. Stupid, stupid people. And we found that out at the debate with Joe. How did that work out? And we're going to find it out again on Tuesday night. Is anybody going to be watching?
Mr. Trump says he's confident he will win back the White House.
If you can believe it, 59 days from now, we are going to win Wisconsin. We are going to defeat Comrade Kamala Harris. And we are going to win the White House, that gorgeous, beautiful White House. We're going to win it. And we're going to turn this country around because this country is a failing nation right now.
Also at SRNnews.com, a school dormitory fire in Kenya has claimed the lives of at least 21 boys.
Government workers began removing the bodies of the children as they tried to account for dozens of boys who are still missing. The fire burned down a dormitory that was housing more than 100 boys aged between 10 and 14. Anxious parents who had been waiting all day for news about their children were allowed to see what remained of the building. Some parents broke down as they left the scene. Police are still investigating the cause of the fire.
Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia. A manhunt's underway as police search for a gunman in a rural area of southeastern Kentucky near I-75. Authorities say that up to seven people were hurt in the shooting and a vehicle accident that accompanied the violence. The Laurel County Sheriff's Office says it is an active shooter situation. Google is being slammed by the UK regulators who say it's taking advantage of its dominance in a digital advertising to thwart competition in Britain. The claims ratchet up pressure that the tech giant is facing on both sides of the Atlantic. You'll find more stories online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. An atheist organization is going after the Ten Commandments.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation wants officials in Jefferson County, Illinois, to pull down a large display of the Decalogue at the county courthouse. The foundation claims that the monument is a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. County officials appear to be ignoring the atheists' demands. The foundation spends most of its time trying to eliminate any expression of Christianity it can find in the public square. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Massachusetts have passed a bill that would promote the LGBT agenda in the state's nursing homes and long-term care facilities. The measure would require those institutions to provide staff training on the rights of LGBT adults and those living with HIV. It would also bar staff from discriminating based on a person's sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, or HIV status. Any nursing home that does not comply will have its license to operate revoked. This is SRN News. The Justice Department has widened its indictment of Russians in the so-called Whispergate malware attacks.
Those attacks were aimed at destroying computer systems in Ukraine and 26 NATO allies, including the United States. Five Russian military intelligence officers have been named in a conspiracy to demoralize the Ukrainian people on the eve of Russia's full-scale invasion. The FBI says Whispergate attacks in January 2022 could be considered Russia's first shot in the war. Authorities say the cyber attacks penetrated some U.S. companies and targeted Ukraine's civilian infrastructure and computer systems. Jason Walker reporting.
A rare copy of the U.S. Constitution is up for auction later this month in North Carolina. The document was found inside a filing cabinet at a property once owned by a former North Carolina governor. Happy bidding on September 28th. This is SRN News.